This is a native ethnography of Parkland College, focusing on how community service and volunteerism affect student participants academically and with relation to real-world skills and on a personal level. Now, when we went into this, we expected the students to mainly be doing it because either they had to for class or as a resume-building opportunity in regards to four-year universities. Now, when we got into it, we found out that wasn't the case. To start off, we wanted to get some basic information about the organizations we were particularly interested in, Alpha Phi Omega and Homework Club. And to do that, we went and interviewed individuals associated with these organizations.
My name is Brian Noodleman. I am the advisor chair to Alpha Phi Omega. Alpha Phi Omega, you know, is a fraternity that's committed to service, you know, in the communities, but it's a social group.
From here, we went to talk to an Alpha Phi Omega member.
My name is Catherine Glenworth. I am the president of Alpha Phi Omega.
And what does the organization do?
Alpha Phi Omega is a national co-ed service fraternity. One thing we make our pledges do is they have to design their own service project, which means they have to contact the people they work with, they have to organize what kind of supplies they'll need, if they have a budget. All of those things are very active learning that you can't read about in a textbook, oh, well, you need to call so-and-so. You have to get that kind of interaction.
And why did you join Alpha Phi Omega?
I went in to help others, but it's kind of helped me in an unexpected way. I wasn't as good a presenter, but after I started getting involved with them, the lessons of coming out and saying what I need to about a project do translate well into class. It's a very rewarding experience to kind of come into an organization and feel like you're growing, but it's even more rewarding to see people get exposed to your ideas and become better people.
And how has it helped other members of the club?
We had a member who pledged last semester who was somewhat on the shyer side, but she blossomed. She actually became our service VP. Unfortunately, she died in a car wreck earlier this semester, but one of the things I feel very confident about our organization since then is I realized just how much volunteer work gave her a chance to come out of her shell and become a better person, and I have no doubts in my mind that she spent the last few months of her life more happy than she's ever been.
After Alpha Phi Omega, we went back to Professor Noodleman for an explanation about the Homework Club.
I am one of the coordinators of the Homework Club. The Homework Club is an after-school program at Garden Hills Elementary School where Parkland students, faculty, and staff tutor 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders on their homework.
How do your students feel about Homework Club being integrated into their classwork?
Yeah, they think it's great. I mean, a lot of the students, you know, are going into fields that are connected in some way with working with kids. It takes all those lectures and books and chapters that they're reading in their classrooms, and it's like, well, here's what we're talking about. So, again, a lot of education students, child psychology, occupational therapy, all these folks are learning. They're in fields where they want to, by way of their major, work with kids down the road. Yeah. And so it gives them an opportunity to kind of begin to see how that might work out.
How do you feel about students using the Homework Club as a resume-boosting opportunity?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think that right now everything is competitive. I mean, getting jobs is competitive. Getting into four-year institutions is competitive. And so it makes sense for folks to try to boost their experiences, basically, by way of their resume to show that they're doing things that are beyond their own self-interest.
Do you think that for the student, the Homework Club becomes more than just about the classwork?
Yeah, well, I think that's right. I mean, I've had students even who've been dropped out of class, you know, who've actually withdrawn from the class that they were in, but still continue to volunteer at the Homework Club because that's something they think is, you know, while it's separate, they think it's important, you know, it's important for them to keep doing it.
We went to interview a student volunteer in the Homework Club and asked her how the Homework Club has helped her with her classwork.
It's just even helped me talk to people more. It's made me more comfortable kind of presenting things.
Do you think many students use the Homework Club just as a resume building opportunity or as something more?
I would say probably about half and half. Because some people here aren't using this for anything. They just love doing it.
And how do you feel about the volunteer work you're doing here?
It feels good to know that you're helping someone and that they're really benefiting from it.
After the interviews, it became apparent that the volunteer work helped the participants with more than just a resume. These opportunities help build real-world skills and communication. The students we interviewed expressed joy and personal growth directly as a result of their work.